Jan Zellinger.
A couple bags of rich roasted Hawaiian coffee beans recently led me to rediscover a small family relic, which lay forgotten for years in a back cupboard until it was needed. A small cast metal coffee grinder, produced sometime in the 1930s, a bean grinder, it turns out, once manufactured by my family. I had been looking for a means of grinding up beans we'd received as a gift last Christmas when my father dug up the object. It still bears a little logo labeled Vicher. That's my grandmother's family name. It means Gale in Czech. She came from a family of original Czech manufacturers who apparently, among other items, produced at one time little machines like this one in the Moravian town of Brno. It's cool enough to look at simply as an object, but what is even more exciting is that it still works. Okay, it took some repairs, namely replacing the original electric cord, but now it again fills up the little glass drawer with coffee grounds in no time flat. That's pretty cool to have around the house, although a little noisy. In this respect, it will surpass an old 1930s typewriter we also have, not manufactured by my family, in usefulness. Sure, 15 years ago I wrote a script on that, when you could still get replacement typewriter ribbon in Prague, but I don't think I'd reach for that now under any circumstances. A laptop, it isn't. But the grinder is different. It's special for us as a link to our family's history, and useful. Have a listen. I've always had the impression there were relatively few supermarkets or delis in the capital where you can have your beans ground, and I'm pretty sure the service is not as widespread as in cities in North America. Nor do I know anyone who buys fresh beans here. The ones we received were from close friends in Canada visiting last year. I kept wondering when and where I would get around to breaking the vacuum-sealed packages and get to grind and try some of these exotic beans and smell the wonderful aroma. Now I can tell our friends with some relief that I finally got around to it, thanks to this little machine that for decades was gathering dust. As I get older, the few objects handed down over the decades not lost in the turmoil of the war in the dark 1950s serve as a small reminder of the family history, and this bean grinder is no exception. I'm thrilled that it survived, like the photographs of great uncles and aunts who I probably, in all honesty, can't name except for one or two. I realize that what I know of my predecessors are not details, but only broad strokes, and it made me think that a future project will be learning who they were and what kind of lives they led in Czechoslovakia's First Republic. Who knows? It might even make the subject for a good script, a story even worthy of that ancient typewriter.
Jan Zellinger with this week's letter from